I still remember the awe I felt the first time I walked into the Alameda County Superior Courthouse in Oakland, California, as an employee. It was 1988, and I was an intern during my last summer of law school. I had a sense that I wanted to work in the district attorney's office after I got my degree, but having never seen the job up close, I hadn't made up my mind. The sun shone brightly on the courthouse. The building stood apart on Lake Merritt, taller and more regal than other buildings nearby, though from certain angles it looked like a wedding cake. In its own way, it was grand, and I felt my heart race as I climbed up the stairs to the main entrance. I was the first to arrive at the orientation session. Within a few minutes, the rest of my fellow clerks showed up. As summer interns, we had very little power or influence. Our job was to watch and learn and help out where we could. It was a chance to get a taste of how the criminal justice system worked from the inside, what it looked like when justice was served and when it wasn't. We were placed with attorneys, seasoned prosecutors, who were bringing all kinds of cases to trial, and we had the chance to be in the room and part of the process of putting together a case. I'll never forget the time my supervisor was working on a case involving a drug bust. The police had arrested a number of people who had illegal drugs, but also an innocent woman. She had been at the wrong place at the wrong time and had been swept up too. I hadn't seen her. I didn't know who she was or what she looked like. I didn't have any connection to her, except for the report I was reviewing. But there was something about her that caught my attention. It was late on a Friday afternoon, and most people had gone home for the weekend. In all likelihood, a judge wouldn't see her until Monday. That meant she'd have to spend the weekend in jail. Then I started thinking, does she work weekends? Is she going to have to explain to her boss where she was? Is she going to get fired? Even more important, I knew she had young children at home. So my thoughts turned to, do they know she's in jail? They must think she did something wrong. Who's taking care of them right now? Is there even someone who can? What if the Child Protective Services Agency gets called because no one is watching her kids? My God, her children could get taken away from her. Everything was on the line for this woman. Her family, her job, her standing in her community, her dignity, her freedom. And yet she'd done nothing wrong. I rushed to the clerk of the court and begged to have the judge return for just 5 minutes so we could get her released. All I could think about was her family and her frightened children. Finally, as the minutes in the day wound down, the judge returned. I watched and listened as he reviewed her case, waiting for him to give the order. Then, with a pound of a gavel, just like that, she was free. She'd get to go home to her children in time for dinner. I never did get the chance to meet her, but I'll never forget her.